I have this awful habit of making my life so, so difficult. I make it so much harder than it needs to be. I just can't help it. I've tried, but I just panic. When I panic, I do really dumb things, such stupid things, and I mean, it's fun for you. No, that sounds so bad. I'm not saying that you enjoy my... I mean, you do, but I get it. You're my best friend, and... You know me. You know me, and you know I panic. And when I do, I say things that I don't mean to. I do things that I don't mean to. I hide behind pot plants that don't hide me at all. And you're always there for it. You're always there for me. You are so supportive and so sweet and so you. And I've never panicked with you because you're so easy. No. Am I really this awkward? I am this awkward. And that's got you worried, because when I'm this awkward, you know, it's bad. It's really bad. It's so bad. I have really, really, really messed up. Pretty people make me nervous. I mean, not every pretty person. I mean people that I... you're really pretty. Just so pretty. Just so amazingly pretty. And I should be so nervous. I should be a wreck. A nervous wreck. But I'm not. Because you're easy to... are you? No. Would you... No. This is excruciating. No, I'm fine. I'm not fine, but I am fine. Do you think I'm fine? No. But do you? No. Do you? Sorry. I need to stop saying I was never nervous with you because I didn't think you were pretty. Objectively. I mean, you are ridiculously attractive. So I should be a mess. And right now I am. I am a mess, and that's because I lied to you. I lied. I didn't lie. It's not really lying when you don't tell someone something that they really, really should know. Something really important. Something that could change your life and ruin a relationship. So, it's not a lie. It's just a oversight. A little, what do you call it when you don't tell someone something important? A lie. It's a lie. I lied. I don't know how we became friends. Of course, I know how we became friends. I spilled coffee all over you, and then I hid behind a pot plant because I panicked. But that wasn't because you're pretty. It's because I'm really, really bad at asking for tea at coffee shops. I mean, I shouldn't be. It's a drink. It's a valid choice on the menu, but I just get to the counter and I just can't say, "Can I have a cup of tea?" Well, I wouldn't say it like that. That's so rude. I just feel bad. I don't know why. It's a thing. So I get coffee and then I won't drink it. And then I have to get out of there because they know, the baristas know, they know that I'm a tea drinker and they're laughing at me. And, well, sorry. I am a mess. Well, I didn't see you coming, because if I had, I wouldn't have, you know, barreled into you. But You're just so easy to you're like mold. You're a mushroom. Algae? Ram. You're just so easy to be friends with. Yes, that's good. This is good. Just go with that. Being your friend was so easy. So, so easy. And I didn't think. And I always think. I am always, always thinking. I'm an overthinker. I think. But I didn't think. I didn't think about you. I was just your friend. And so nice. So yes, you are stunning and gorgeous and funny and perfect. So bloody perfect. But it wasn't a problem. I didn't panic because you were my friend and it was easy and I didn't have to think about it until Soulmark Day. And then suddenly I didn't think I had a Soulmark. I didn't think I had a Soulmark or soulmate, or I just thought I was one of the I just thought it was a birthmark. A very unfortunately shaped birthmark. But it wasn't. Yes, I have a soul mark. Surprise! And, as you know, when you have a soul mark, you have a soul mark day, and on that day, you find out who your soulmate is. And you might panic a bit. Because suddenly, what was so easy and effortless and just not a problem, not something you panicked about or thought about, it was just easy, it becomes panic. Just and then you see a name, a very familiar name in very pretty handwriting. Very, very pretty handwriting. Your handwriting is, I don't know what your handwriting looks like. I mean, I do. And you see the handwriting and the name, and then you see the person. You might panic and not tell them that they're your soulmate, because you're panicking. But you start thinking because suddenly it's not so easy anymore, and suddenly you're thinking a lot about how pretty they are and how funny they are and how when they smile you just kind of want to kiss that smile. And then you start collecting smiles because they have 426 different smiles. Because you're a nerd and you've made an Excel sheet because you're thinking a lot. Obviously, there aren't actually that many smiles. It's more subcategories of smiles and nuances. And, start thinking about how pretty you are. They are your soulmate. How pretty your soulmate is and how funny your soulmate is and how they have really nice hands. Really, really nice hands that you just want redacted. Very redacted. Just so... Oh, please redact me. It's something you might say to your soulmate if you were awkward. And hi, I'm awkward. Not that I'm saying it to you, because... So, I have a soul mark. I have a soulmate. And you know them very well. You know my soulmate. And, what? Emma? Emma? Oh, no. Why would you say Emma? She's pretty. She's pretty. She's pretty? You think Emma's pretty? You think Emma's pretty? Well, I'm not saying she's not pretty. I'm just saying you're prettier. I'm just saying my soulmate is prettier. Because it's not Emma. It's you think Emma's pretty? Really? Do you think she's prettier than I am? No, it's got nothing to do with the whole soulmate thing. I don't know why you said that. It's just, is she? Are you sure you're not just saying that? Good. No, I don't care if you think she's pretty. Just, So my soulmate. So what? 3 months? You think this has just been 3 months? Oh no, this has been 5 years of 5 years. 5 years. It was 5 years ago that I found out that my soulmate is someone who you know very, very, very well. Extremely well. I mean, you see them every day. In the bar. What? I didn't say anything, and that's a problem. 5 years ago, when I saw the name in the handwriting, I didn't tell the soulmate. So, I've been lying a lot. But, so, have you looked at your arm today? You have. So you saw a name? Well, your mum told me that it's your soul. So what? Emma? The fuck it says Emma? Give me your arm! Give me... That's my name! That's my name in my messy handwriting. Oh, you knew. You knew that, didn't you? You did. Of course you did. And, So we're soulmates! Yay! I didn't tell you. Yeah, 5 years. So I probably should have told you. I just panicked because I didn't know I was in love with you, and I'm not that I mean, shit. So I'm your soulmate, and you're my soulmate, and I have really messed up. Really messed up. And, I didn't know. I mean, I knew, but I didn't know. I knew I was in love with you, but I didn't know I was in love with you because it was so easy. And I hope you're easy. Not, well, kind of. Would you like to go on a date? A date where we can be soulmates and I won't be awkward at all. I'm going to be awkward. I'm going to be so awkward because that's a new smile and it's really nice and it's really... That smile, I really like that smile. Actually, what should I call that smile? Because now you know about my smile collection, I feel I should give you some input into the whole naming of said wonderful smile. So what? So fair warning, I'm about to panic. You might want to grab hold of me if you actually meant what you just said, because I'm about to run and you're holding me. Nice hands. Really, really nice hands. On. You said that smile was your being stupidly in love with your awkward, panicking soulmate. And I'm your soulmate because that's my name. My handwriting is really awful, by the way, but your hands are really nice. Just very handy and nice. So, are you in love with Emma? What? It's a valid question. Okay, it's a stupid question. I'm panicking. I'm not smart. And you're smiling. And that's... I should have told you. I panicked. Yes, I panicked. Do you hate me? Do you love me? No. You can't make me do that. No, I am sorry. I'm so sorry. I am so, so sorry. But please don't make me order tea at a coffee shop. Are you really going to make me do that? Why? Because I made you wait 5 years for a kiss. Okay, fair point. I will do that. I will totally do that. I promise. Now? No, don't make me do it. No! I mean, yes, I could do with a cup of tea, but it's a coffee shop! It's a coffee shop! So what? You want me to order a tea so our first kiss is tea-flavoured? Let me go! Hands off! Take your hands off me! I mean, I love your hands. I love you. I love your hands. But no, I need to go. You need to let me go so I can go and order a cup of tea and get that. Why are you laughing? It's not funny!